Chapter 22. Revenge alone gave me strength. I decided to leave Geneva. I took my money and began the travels that will end only with my death. I have travelled all over the world. I have suffered all the difficulties that travellers in deserts and savage countries suffer. Often I have prayed for death, but revenge has kept me alive. I could not die and leave the monster living. Before I left my hometown forever, I visited the cemetery where William, Elizabeth and my father are buried. The night was nearly dark. The spirits of my loved ones seemed to be around me. They were dead, and I lived. Their murderer, too, was alive, and I must keep living to destroy him. "I swear," said I, "that I will find him and kill him, if he does not kill me first. Help me, good spirits, to find him. Help me to avenge you. Let him feel the despair that I feel now." In the silence of the night, I heard a loud and terrifying laugh. I felt as if hell were all around me. The laughter stopped, and a voice said,
"I am content. You have decided to live, and I am content."
I ran towards the sound, but I did not catch him. The moon came out from behind the clouds, and I saw him running away at amazing speed. I pursued him. For many months I've been following him. I pursued him over the Mediterranean and over the Black Sea. I followed him over Russia. Sometimes people who had seen him told me where he had gone. Sometimes he himself left some sign for me. He wants me to follow him. He is afraid I might despair and die. I travelled through snow. I saw the print of his great foot on the white ground. How can you, who are young and innocent, understand what I felt? I was cold, tired, and hungry, but that was nothing. I carried a hell inside me. Sometimes when I was dying of hunger, I found food. I think it was left there by the good spirits who travelled with me. Often when I was thirsty, a few drops of rain would fall and relieve me. I tried to follow the rivers, but the monster avoided them because there are more people by the riverbanks. In other places I saw no human beings. I ate the wild animals that I killed. I had money, and I gave it to the villagers to win their help and friendship. I was only happy when I slept. My good spirits gave me sweet dreams. In sleep I saw William, Clerval, Elizabeth, and my father again. Often during the day I told myself that I was dreaming and would wake up that night with the people I loved. At such moments my revenge was more a duty than a desire. I do not know what the monster felt. Sometimes he left messages written on the trees.
"Follow me to the frozen north,"
he wrote,
"where you will suffer, but I will not. I have left a dead rabbit for you. Eat. We will fight to the death, but you will suffer tortures before that moment arrives."
I hate him. I will get my revenge. I will search for him until I die. Then how happy I will be to go to Elizabeth and the others. They are waiting for me. As I travelled north, the weather became colder, the rivers were covered with ice, and I could get no fish. The monster was happy when I suffered. In one message he wrote,
"This is just the beginning. You will suffer much more than this."
I bought a sledge and some dogs to pull it. In the sledge I could move very quickly. I did not know if the monster had the same advantages, but every day I got closer to him. I reached a village on the seashore. There the people told me of a gigantic being who had taken food and a sledge with dogs. He had a gun, they said. He had set off in the sledge over the sea of ice. They believed that the ice would break and he would be killed. I followed him. I do not know how many days have passed since then, One day, one of my dogs died of cold and fatigue. I nearly despaired, but then I saw a dark speck in the distance. It was him. It was then that the ice broke. The sea rolled between me and my enemy. I was left, as you found me, on a floating sheet of ice. If I die before he does, swear to me, Walton, that he will not escape. Kill him for me. I do not ask you to follow him, but if he appears when I am dead, swear you will kill him. He speaks well, and his words might persuade you as they once persuaded me. Do not trust him. Remember the spirits of William, Justine, Clerval, Elizabeth, my father, and your unhappy Victor. Kill him. My spirit will be near to help you.